Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes.
Okay.
We're going live now.
Okay.
It's the list and your boy at Fightful.com. With Jimmy Van and Sean Ross Sapp, they're on fire. Boom shakalaka.
200 strong.
And we're live.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It is episode 225 of Listen, Your Boy. It is August 18th, 2021. Jimmy Van, what's up?
There's nothing happening in the world of wrestling this week, Sean.
Nothing.
Slow week.
Boring. I didn't just break news of Impact signing a new star over on Fightful Select or anything. Oh, wait, yes, I did. Go over, subscribe to FightfulSelect.com, guys. How about some CM Punk news after this show, too? How about that one?
Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, you know what else is interesting?
Nothing in wrestling.
So last week when I made reference to Hogan's birthday on the 11th, and you said something like, my birthday's in 19 days, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had already planned a birthday present for you.
Oh, really?
And yes, and I can let you know that that birthday present, I am going to mail it on Friday. I'm going to mail it on Friday. And so I want you to show
poopsenders.com.
I know. What is it?
Poopsenders.com.
Does that still exist?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so you're going to get two presents for your birthday.
I just want to say, amazing that anybody else I bring that up to go, is that a real thing? And you go, does that still exist?
Oh, I'm absolutely aware of it. Absolutely. I didn't know if it was still existing. No. So when you get it, I want you to showcase it on the air.
Okay.
And so that's going to be interesting. So take a look out for that. And then, of course, I always like to start off by promoting Fightful Magazine right here. This is the what month is this? July, August edition. You can get it at FightfulMag.com, either print like this or you can get the digital version. And we have issue 5, which is the September-October issue. It is now complete, Sean Ross Sapp. Yeah. And so it's going to go out at the end of the month, and it looks beautiful. We've got Darby Allin as the cover boy on that one. Cody Deaner wrote the Wrestler's Tribune for that one. Lots of good stuff. So check out the July-August issue while you can right here at FightfulMag.com, and the September-October issue is upcoming within the next 2 weeks.
Yep. There's a lot in there. It's worth checking out, guys. Lots of good stuff. FightfulMag.com. Also, if you're watching this video, leave us a thumbs up, subscribe, and donate a super chat on YouTube.com/Fightful that gets your question or statement read on the air. Evan Wright says, virtual media thing after Rampage, eyes emoji. I haven't heard that. I know they're doing a scrum. Evan, let me know where you heard they're doing a virtual media scrum. If so, I'll be on it. But let me know where you heard that, because I think it's an in-person scrum right now. And we've got Chris saying, happy 225th edition of Listen, Your Boy. Happy 50th birthday to him. Much love to SRS and Jimmy V. Man, you're pushing 60, according to Jimmy Van. But happy birthday, Chris. Hope you have an awesome one.
Pretty soon, people are going to be like 21. You're going to say you're pushing 70.
I mean, that's the case. Now, Josh opens us up with something that I don't think was on the list. He says, seeing the Ospreay promo from this weekend, who doesn't think that it's him versus Moxley at All Out? I'll say this. I have not watched all of Resurgence. I'm trying to get it in tonight. But, I mean, he said that he's going to stick around in strong and defend that. Basically, it's an IWGP third belt again, like Brock Lesnar was running around with for a while. But I think it makes an awful lot of sense.
It actually was on my list, too, because I saw that he returned. I haven't seen much of Resurgence yet either. I've seen some clips, but I saw that he returned at Resurgence in L.A. And so it's just it's obvious if you're going to make the trek to America, you're not going to get the next red eye out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so one of the things that I was going to ask you on the list was, is he going to be doing anything for AEW? Because it sure seems logical that he would.
It would make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
It would make a whole lot of sense to me.
Do you think Moxley might be the guy that might go with Ospreay Moxley?
Yeah, I mean, Tanahashi seemed like the slam dunk, but
because they already teased it, yes.
Because they had teased it repeatedly. Yeah. But you know what? I think that Moxley and Ospreay could be a really great one. I think that could be a really great one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That Moxley is something because you don't think of him when it comes to work rate. You don't think of him the same way you do like an Omega or an Ospreay, but the guy can go and he can keep up. You know, he's never looked out of place in any of those matches with any of those guys.
Yeah, and it'd be a nice. I mean, nothing's going to take the spotlight away from what they're planning, so to speak. What they've got planned for All Out.
Yep. Well, you know what? It's hard to believe time flies by. It was July 21st that Sean Ross Sapp broke the news that CM Punk was in talks for a return to the ring, and like we talked about, I think it was a week or two prior that you told me that you'd heard about it. And it went viral when Sean posted that. It was all over the place. And now here we are a month later, and it's about to happen this Friday, Rampage. If they don't deliver CM Punk, Tony Khan might as well just go to the Four Seasons in Toronto for a while because the repercussions won't be good. He's obviously gonna be there. He posted on his Instagram story the numbers 05, 11, and 21, which were the years of the Summer of Punk. My question for you, my first question for you is, what do you think CM Punk's first program is going to be?
Darby Allin.
You think so? I know they teased it. You think they're going to go Darby Allin?
Yes, I do.
Do you think there's any... Punk's going to get a massive babyface reaction.
I know, but I mean, that's least or less important. It's just less important in AEW. You can go babyface. You can do that. People are there. They want it to succeed. Yeah. It's so funny, Jimmy. I don't know if I've told this on the air, but I told it on Cultaholic Straight to Hell. It was so funny how I found out about the CM Punk thing. I was speaking to, I've got connections in the sports agent world. And I was talking to somebody connected to the Cubs of all things. And this person will sometimes say, oh, did you hear Hogan's coming back and winning the title? Ha ha. Like joking with me. And they were like, no, but no bullshitting. You need to check on CM Punk to AEW. And I remember saying, fuck off. Mm-hmm. Like that. I dismissed it for like three or four days. And then I thought back to a Comic Con that I went to in 2019 in Lexington. It was a Christian and Edge Q&A. And I just wanted to go to enjoy it. And Edge had been retired for 8 years. Christian had been retired for like 5 or 6 years. And some guy got pretty much snickered at because he said, oh, would either of you come back and wrestle for AEW? And a lot of people snickered at him. And then I thought, what are those two doing right now? Mm. One's in AEW wrestling. One's in WWE wrestling. I was like, I need to check on, on this. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've talked about the window to maximize your dollars. And CM Punk, I mean, he's been out of the ring how long? 7 years? Is it?
Yeah, 7.5. Yeah.
7.5 years. And yeah, he's he did the UFC stuff. He did all right financially in the UFC. He's had some acting gigs. This is his opportunity to maximize his dollars. And CM Punk knows it. CM Punk knows it. He's not stupid. He knows.
He's indicated that he's okay financially in the past, like on Wrestling Perspective podcast.
Yeah.
He has indicated that he's okay. We have seller Justin Lopez saying, how long until Punk's in the title picture? Full gear. Oh, I think it'll be a while. I think it'll be a while. I think that if it might be next year's All Out. I mean, that would make sense, right? Unless they do like Revolution in Chicago again, which I mean, I would be worried about burning this down. Yeah.
I mean, burning this down. Yeah. Well, I mean, you look at the old school way of thinking. And we'll talk later on about how Vince McMahon's old school way of thinking is kind of killing the company. But you look at the old school way of thinking, you always had your champion and then you had your attraction.
Yeah.
So like Andre the Giant never needed the title. Bruiser Brody never needed the title. The Undertaker didn't need the title. You know, there are certain people that didn't need the title. Punk at this stage does not need the title.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No. And so why would you do it? And so I don't see why they would anytime soon. I don't see it. It's hard for me to picture Punk and Allen just because of Sting's involvement, unless Punk does something to turn heel and cut promos on Sting, because he's going to get a hero's welcome reception. So it's interesting how that's going to play out, because I understand what you're saying. Babyface versus babyface can be done. It's a different thing, but you still got Sting there. Interesting. I'm curious to see how they play it out, but very interesting that this is going to happen. One thing I want to mention, because I've been asked several times, is about how do I watch Rampage in Canada? I've been asked this a whole bunch, and I am not a journalist. Fine. I don't. Well, yes, but people want to know they're asking about cable and stuff.
Sure.
So if you are a cable subscriber in Canada, you can watch Rampage live via TSN.ca or via the TSN app. Rampage last week, I watched it on the TSN app through Apple TV, meaning I got to watch it on TV just like anything else. This week's Rampage, if you're willing to have a one-hour tape delay, it's going to be on TSN2 at 11 o'clock Eastern time. Otherwise, again, you can watch it live on TSN.ca or on the TSN app if you're a Canadian cable subscriber. So I've been asked that so many times about how do you watch in Canada? And like Sean said, if you want to subscribe to Fight Too, you can watch it there as well.
Guys, please leave a thumbs up on this video. We have a bunch of super chats about this. JJ says, Punk is my favorite wrestler. Rampage is 3 a.m. my time. I'll be watching live. I'm just going to enjoy, scream, and run through a field. Fightful rules. I'll be in Vegas, and you best believe that my laptop or my phone will have Rampage on it watching wherever I am.
I'm going to be at my cottage, and my cottage has rural shitty internet, and we do have satellite television. Is it like yours? Where you're at?
Yeah.
If I have no alternative, I'll watch on the 1 hour tape delay on satellite television. But otherwise, I'm going to try to stream it live. But I already told my wife. I said, I got to see it. It's going to be a very fascinating moment. And you don't get a lot of fascinating moments, it seems, anymore in wrestling.
Yeah.
This is going to be one, and I'm absolutely going to watch it. And whether you like Punk or you hate him, you have to respect the fact that the guy's been out of the ring for over 7 years, and he still has this kind of interest behind him. You can't say that about a lot of pro wrestlers.
Yeah.
And so good that he's been able that he had that kind of presence and that kind of impact on the business.
Oxbow says, Straight Edge Society with Punk and Darby, I wouldn't count on it. I really would not count on
that's
it.
That's the logical kind of way to bring them together, I guess, you know.
Yeah. Henry Casey says, shouldn't Punk go up against someone who's a good promo? Not saying Darby's terrible, but I don't think that matters. Punk is the promo. A good promo is who delivers it, how effective it is, and how well it sells something. It doesn't have to be somebody that has the gift of gab. It's how well they promote a match. If you are excited to see the match between Darby and CM Punk, I don't think there's any issue there.
And Sting can cut a promo.
There you go.
Like, if that's where they go, if they're going to go Punk Darby, Sting is more than capable on a microphone.
CM says, how do you think Punk will debut? Maybe a random Darby match gets booked for this Friday. He comes out after Darby wins. Genuinely excited to see how it plays out. How do you see that happening, Jimmy?
I think Tony Khan is aware, and I think that he knows that people know. Mm-hmm. And it would not shock me that at 10:01 Eastern time, Cult of Personality hits. That wouldn't shock me, because Tony Khan, and look, I know a lot of people watch this, and the WWE loyalists, they get annoyed with us because they think that we're homers for AEW, and I'm not. Like, I'm nonpartisan, but I'm just telling it like it is. Tony Khan, whether you like him or hate him, he's more aware of today's audience and landscape than Mr. Man, and that's just a fact. And so I think because he's aware, I mean, fuck, he booked the United Center for a reason. Wouldn't shock me. 10:01 called the personality and he comes on out.
And then you get people to tune in for the rest of your show.
Yes. And not only that,
but maybe they like it and they go, oh, damn, I'm going to watch this Wednesday.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And I also think that they recognize that in that time slot, as the night goes on, the audience is gonna wane because of the time slot. They're going to do it sooner than later, I think. So
Evan Wright asks my thoughts on the BTE Sour Boy gimmick. Love it. I'm behind on BTE. I'm going to actually watch a bunch of episodes on the plane to Vegas this week. Gotcha Teen says, who's the biggest return after Punk? He is last. I mean, or next biggest return after Punk. I mean, you could argue Daniel Bryan or Brock Lesnar, whichever one comes back.
Yeah, yeah. Does he mean in AEW or just in general? Just in general?
I don't know. I assume just in general, but I would say probably Brock Lesnar at this stage because he's been gone a year and a half.
Yeah, Brock would definitely get the bigger reaction if it's Bryan versus Brock. There's no question. But I think the likelihood has Bryan coming back first. WWE is in this cost-cutting mode now, and I got more news about that later on. So I think Bryan is much more likely.
Chris Knight says Punk should come out to the Bulls intro, then hit his music. All he needs to say is, I'm back like MJ did. Chris, this has been discussed. Not by me. I'll say that. You're on to something. I don't know if that's what he'll say, but there you go. Taylor says, I definitely think the show ends with Punk in the ring or on the ramp. However it ends up, I'm excited. I mean, that would be cool if that if he started and ended the show. I think that would make sense.
Very possible. Yep. Do you think he gets physical, Sean?
No, I don't. Henry Casey says, odds of Lesnar signing to AEW. I'd say maybe 70-30. 30 being the possibility. If they offer him a shit ton of money, then yeah, he doesn't. I don't think he cares about the letters.
No, he doesn't. But I don't think it's going to happen for two reasons. First reason, I think Brock is the only guy on the roster that Vince will open the bank vault for. Maybe Roman and Cena, put him up there. Otherwise, Brock's the only guy that he would open the vault for. He will not let that happen. The other thing is Tony Khan. Again, I think that Tony Khan cares a lot about the locker room. Yeah. And I think that the morale of having Brock, who everybody knows he's just a prize fighter, and it's going to take a big price tag to get him. I don't think Tony Khan is necessarily going to want that element in his locker room. That's just my opinion. So I don't see Brock ever going to AEW unless Vince says, budget cuts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Otherwise, I just don't see it.
Few more super chats. Avery Salomon says, is Fuego going to be the Barry Horowitz of AEW? Fuego's already more over than Barry Horowitz. Barry Horowitz had that fantastic moment, and that was very cool. Yeah. But, I mean, he's already more over. And, guys, if you're sending these with stars, like, I save all these, and I answer them later on. We're not missing any super chats, just so you all know. But what did you think of that Fuego moment last week? That was special.
He needs to get a mask that fits him. You know what? He seems like a genuine.
He's
kid.
He's a great guy.
It looked like a shoot. That was a shoot, right?
Yes.
Looked like it, and it looked like a very genuine moment. And fuck, I don't want to keep putting Tony Khan over because I'm definitely going to be called a homer. But I really liked, and I've been critical of Tony Khan when I felt it was deserved. I thought it was a nice touch that he had Sammy Guevara go out and have Guevara, who in real life him and Fuego were buddies. Had him go out and have Guevara be the one to give him a contract in the ring. Yeah. I thought that was a nice touch. It was a genuine moment. I think it was Lance Storm that said, well, the stipulation wasn't that if he loses, he doesn't get a contract.
Yes.
So I thought it was.
It's that it's assumed if you win a championship, you're going to get a contract.
Like, yes.
Of course. Yeah.
So I thought that was good. And also, I love the fact that I really love how they're booking Miro. I really love how they're booking Miro. This should have been Miro as Rusev, you know, with Rusev Day. This should have been him. I love that they're doing it, and I love how it was those DDTs
over and over.
Yes. I love that. It's like Fuego figured out there's not a lot I can
do to
this guy.
Too.
I thought that was really good. The only thing I didn't like was. One of the commentators, I don't think it was, this was Dynamite, so it wasn't Jericho with his screeching on Rampage. One of the commentators said, it looks like Miro is susceptible to DDTs. I thought, that's dumb. You're not susceptible.
I mean, that's been a thing that they have established, is that he's a little bit like his defense is dog shit against the DDT. Like they have established,
I guess I missed it. Yeah. With other wrestlers as well?
Yeah, yeah, with other wrestlers. And I had somebody try to compare the Fuego thing to, because I said that last night I did not like that they were like, okay, Kushida's not here. He can't defend his title against Roddy. So let's have Roderick Strong, the top contender to the Cruiserweight title, lose to Ilya Dragunov, the top contender of the UK title.
Saw that.
People were like, oh, it's a good match. I can watch good matches anywhere that aren't on episodic TV. They don't have to follow that up.
Right.
Somebody compared it to the Fuego thing, and I was like, they never said he would not get a contract. Like, that's specific.
Right.
But when you're telling me, like, Ilya Dragunov came back last week and lost. He got his win back this week. Then he's facing off for the title. Roderick Strong was supposed to win the title this week,
right,
and lost. It's just, make these people special. If they did this less often, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
I mean, these are the same people that say Karrion Kross, Jeff Hardy, let it play out. Let it play out.
Yeah. I love me some Sova says, what if Living Color were in attendance and they played Punk's theme live for him to come out to? I think they should go with the recorded version for the first time. The recorded version as familiar as possible.
Here's a question for you, and it's almost about nothing, but it's a detail-oriented question. Do you think, you know how WWE edited it so that it started out with static and then it cut right to the drum beat?
Yeah.
UFC basically, because it's the UFC, they basically just played that song from note one.
Yes.
Do you think that AEW is going to have the big impactful thing without copying WWE too much the way that they went about it?
I think there aren't that many people that even know that that static isn't a part of the actual song.
Okay. Okay.
Andrew Silver says, hi guys. Feel like Punk could get attacked by a heel team to set up his first match teaming with Darby. I'm going to go with Sky and Paige. You know what? That's not out of the realm of possibility either, but
he's got Sting.
Yeah, he's got Sting, and I think they got to do the match. I would do the match, Darby and CM Punk. Oh, we've got a bunch more super chats. Matt Reichel says, have a safe trip to Vegas. SRS trying to avoid Rampage spoilers since I'll be in Philly. For ROH. That's cool.
You know, and Sean, Alex, I'm gonna do you a favor, bud. Mon ami Gabby breakfast. You can expense it.
Yeah, man. I will do that. I'm sure that there won't be a line whatsoever. I bet I'll have all the time in the world to do that.
It's the best breakfast spot in Vegas.
But I am going to expense it regardless.
So it's if anybody's never been to Vegas, if you're going for the first time.
I've been there.
I know. Well, obviously yeah. You have. If anybody if anybody else is going to Vegas for the first time for SummerSlam, Mon ami Gabby, it's in the Paris.
Yeah, why don't you tell everybody? Make it harder for me to get my breakfast, Jimmy.
Go whenever Sean's going to go. Sean loves signing autographs while he's eating eggs.
Taylor says, I definitely think the show ends with Punk being in the ring or on the ramp. Oh, I'd read that one earlier. Man, we've got so many, and Jimmy keeps holding me up. Ryan says, do you think the IWC promotion in Pittsburgh could be a developmental for AEW? I mentioned it on Twitter, and they liked a tweet. I'd be shocked.
Toadies
School will be there, and yeah. Jeff says, is a show with SRS and Ariel Helwani covering wrestling and MMA out of the equation now that he is no longer at Disney? Enjoy Punk SummerSlam weekend, y'all. I love Ariel Helwani. I respect him. I would be over the moon to do a show with Ariel Helwani. So
I have no problem admitting I talked to him about writing for the magazine.
Yeah.
And Ariel said he appreciates it, but he's just his schedule, he said, is busy. And so he didn't want to do it.
Well, if that ever changes, I'd be happy to do anything with Ariel Helwani. Ryan says, odds on Adam Cole staying with WWE, or do you think he's leaving? And Anthony says, where do you feel he'll be next month? I think it went from 60-40 WWE to me to 50-50.
You had a 60-40? At what point did you have a 60-40?
Immediately following. The fact that he was willing to sign an agreement, and he has a lot of loyalty to Triple H and Shawn Michaels. But you know what? You know what isn't happening this weekend, Jimmy? A Triple H NXT media call.
Isn't that something, huh?
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
I think that's pretty telling. And I was telling an NXT wrestler, I was like, if I were him, I wouldn't do one this week no matter what.
Because
you're going to get question one, what about these releases? Question two, what's changing? Question three, Adam Cole. Question four, Pete Dunne. Question five, how'd this happen? Question six, is anybody else up? Good luck, pal.
Yep.
Good luck,
pal. It would
pal.
Be a tough one for him. And they would ask him about, what are your thoughts on the rumors that they're going to go back to looking for bigger young guys. And what are your thoughts on budget cuts? And it'd be just a headache. I don't blame him. I don't.
Andrew says, I feel like Punk, but we already read that one as well. Chris Raines says, this is the most excited I've been to go to a show in a long time. Not often you get to witness wrestling history. Rampage and Warrior makes for a great weekend of live wrestling. Oh, that Warrior show is going to be very, very good as well. Alex Anderson sends us a nice what's up, fellas. And Dragon Master Adam says, I don't know if Kenta's in Japan right now, but Kenta versus Punk would please me very much. Seems like Kenta would like it too. To me, Jimmy, that is a Forbidden Door match that I think they got to do.
Yeah, go to sleep.
Yeah, they've played. Good. They've went back and forth on that an awful lot. I think they should definitely do it. We got a couple more super chats before we move on. Kieran George says, just wanted to say after SummerSlam, I'm done with WWE. Peacock and the product as a whole is a dumpster fire right now. AEW is on a roll. I feel like I can't editorialize on that, but can't say I blame you. And somebody asked if I got a Tessa story coming this week. I sure do. You What Mate says, can't wait for the day Punk feuds with MJF and MJF brings up his UFC losses. Yeah. Yeah. Guys, get in your super chats, get your question or statement read on the air. What else you got on the list?
If I'm MJF, or I guess you should say if I'm AEW, really. But if I'm MJF, and if they do that program, I got Mickey Gall with me.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even think twice about it. I got Mickey Gall with me as part of that Punk promotion. I forget the name of the other gentleman, but Mike Johnson or something? Mike Jackson. Yeah, but I would have Mickey Gall with me because that's an easy one. One other thing I want to say about Rampage, and I know that sometimes people hear this number and they think it's not impressive, but given the time slot, it was impressive. The premiere last week, 740,000 viewers. You're talking a Friday night, 10 o'clock Eastern time slot. They were number three for the night on cable. A Friday night, 10 o'clock time slot was number three for the night on cable, and the only thing that beat it was NFL preseason coverage. That's pretty impressive to think that there is a possibility, given all this buzz, that they might actually, you know, potentially hit 1 million viewers for Rampage this week on a 10 o'clock Eastern time slot on a Friday night. That's pretty impressive. It is. Like, what else can you say about it? You know,
it is. It is very impressive. I'm glad SmackDown has rebounded a bit as well. And they're around the 2 million mark instead of below that. But I think this week, I think they top 1 million on Rampage.
I mean, that's it for a 10 o'clock. That is quite impressive if they can do a brand new entity too. That's impressive. Now we go from a big return to a big concern. And I saw that PW Insider has, you know, given some good news on this. I want your clarity. So Sasha Banks, Bianca Belair, they missed two live events in a row. The live excuse was, quote, due to unforeseen circumstances. Of course, everybody thinks COVID. What have you heard about that match, and have you heard what PW Insiders reported that they're cleared for SummerSlam?
I did hear that as of now they're cleared. It was precautionary from what I understand, but I don't want to speculate on what happened, why it happened, all that stuff. But I just heard. I mean, I heard it. I followed up on when they reported it, and I was told yes, that's accurate.
So let me ask you this, and this goes along with this whole Sasha, Bianca, and, you know, the potential COVID issue they had, whatever it was. WWE just updated their live event schedule through 2021. They announced a bunch of days from October through December 31st. They have live events, you know, the whole co-branded Super Show thing. They have live events scheduled almost every weekend from October through the end of the year, Saturdays and Sundays. And that's in addition to, you know, Raw taping, SmackDown tapings, and pay-per-view venues. Why would you roll the dice with your talent like that, given the surging cases of COVID again across the U.S., given how valuable your TV contracts are and your streaming deal? That's your bread and butter now. Pre-COVID, live events were a break-even business for WWE. Yeah. And yeah, since COVID lifted, they've seen a bump in ticket sales off the average. I think because of Cena, because they're advertising Cena and the summer of Cena. Come October, that might not be the case. Why would, unless it's Vince McMahon's outdated thinking, because that's used to be how they made their money. Why would you roll the dice with your talent and book these live events and risk potentially
to show that things are normal, because they want to be normal. They want things to be regular. I thought that them releasing the full schedule was a way of them saying, we ain't going back to the Thunderdome. We don't care what you guys say. That's the reason I haven't reported anything like that when that's been out there. Vince McMahon ain't going back there. No way. I mean, good luck. Good. I mean, quite frankly, that'd be a financial hit for him too, a big financial hit. So, yeah, I think that's probably why. And they just don't take precautions enough, Jimmy. They had this mask mandate within the company, and I've been told like 30-40% of people actually wear their masks and stuff backstage. And yeah, it's just, it's not ideal. It's not, it causes a lot of frustration. There are a lot of people that don't feel exactly safe doing that.
See, here's the thing that a lot of people don't understand. And this is just the world. This isn't just, you know, the wrestling community. The vaccine does not prevent COVID. It minimizes the symptoms. Yeah. It doesn't prevent it. You got your next to Cena, because, you know, I always forget about Cena when I talk about the box office draws, because I consider him a part-timer. Next to Cena, Roman's their guy.
Yes.
Roman is a immunocompromised guy, and he's their guy. Why on earth would you put Roman Reigns in a situation where you have him doing these live events in front of, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 people, whatever they're going to get come October, when your TV is your bread and butter and he's your guy? Why the fuck would you do that, Sean? It doesn't make good business sense. And I get what you're saying. They want to let it be known things are back to normal. Maybe they think it'll appease shareholders too. I don't know. I keep on thinking this is an outdated way of thinking. It's the same thing with, it's the same thing with the idea that Vince wants young, physically large wrestlers in the PC, because that's how it used to be. I feel like this is the same thing where he looks at it like, well, I mean, live events is you know, that's how we traditionally make our money.
That's business.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Okay. So to your point, Jimmy, you would hear Lana, and I would talk to, she's the one that's went on record to talk about it. She's like, I'd be there for 15 hours to film 12 seconds.
Right.
Vince, even at 75, like when this starts, he's remembering the days where he filmed 2 months worth of superstars.
Right.
In one day. Like, the Vince McMahon is built for that. He's conditioned for that. It's how he it's how he came up.
Right.
Like, it's just the way that it works. And that's the way that he remembered doing things. And not only that, I mean, they would send people out to refilm stuff all the time in front of a live crowd, but having no crowd there and being able to do it. Oh, yeah. Please.
Yeah. I mean, I've you know, been pretty public, I guess, about the fact that I'm a big fan of Brock Lesnar's work, because I like suspending my disbelief, and Brock is the one guy I can watch, and you can pretend that what you're seeing is real. But the thing is, I don't necessarily represent what the average wrestling fan likes in 2021. The average wrestling fan in 2021 doesn't necessarily want the 6'4", 275-pound, jacked-up guy. They want more than that. And that's why when you look at the Darby Allins, when you look at the Jungle Boys, when you look at the guys that are getting over in AEW, Vince wouldn't give those guys a second look. Like, are you kidding me? Darby Allin would be booked as a plant fan that Brock Lesnar would toss into the third row. That's how Darby Allin would be booked. Jungle Boy would have only been booked as the son of Luke Perry in WWE. Yeah. And that's it. And that's reality. That's the outdated way of thinking. I think it is a major unnecessary risk booking these live events when your talent is your lifeblood, and putting them potentially into quarantine. A guy like Roman, if he sees that things are risky, he might be like, fuck this. I'm taking off for a few months.
I mean, he said that he would.
Yeah, it's an unnecessary risk that I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Well, we've got some super chats. McRenegade says, CM Punk just endured the Wrestling DeLorean podcast. Do you think he'll make more media appearances on wrestling podcasts after Friday? Whichever ones he wants. I don't think he'll be on ours, unfortunately.
I was going to say, CM Punk interviewed by Sean Ross Sapp.
I would love to.
That's can't miss television.
I would love that. I mean, I would legitimately love that. By the way, guys, I dropped an interview with Jonathan Gresham this week. One of my favorite interviews I've ever done. We got to talk a lot of wrestling technique and psychology, which are my favorite things. Fight Me says, any info on Punk's contract length appearances? When I initially heard it, I heard they were angling towards a 3-year, but I don't know if that's true or not. And in fact, AEW disputed that length to me. Enzo Gray says, got my ticket for AEW in Cincy. Will be my first live wrestling event. This is my belated 50-year-old birthday present to myself. I'll be there too. I'm taking the night off to go to the show just because I want to hang out with my friends and watch a good wrestling show. And I hope I see you there. Ryan says, don't know if you saw it, but the possibility. Conan says he thinks Tessa's going to WWE. Do you think it's a possibility? No. Other plans for her right now. I don't think that's where she's headed. I would be very, very shocked. And I'll have more on her and a company that she's been in talks with on Fightful Select this week. Some Stupid Punk says, just paying tribute before bugging you guys a dozen more times. All this news coming out, the only source I trust is SRS and the Fightful crew. I appreciate that so much. Subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. I can't tell you how important that is to us. Breaking records all the time. We are the number one wrestling, like, porn Patreon or something, Jimmy. Thanks a lot for that. I greatly appreciate it.
Did you see Cardona tell the story to Renee Paquette?
No, I didn't.
And he...
I've hit him up the money again?
So I've hit him up a couple of times, and I've just told him kind of like tongue-in-cheek, you're not telling the whole truth of the story. So I think Ryan Satin was the first one where Cardona talked about it on a podcast, and Ryan Satin reported it and whatever. He goes on Renee's podcast and he goes, oh, let me tell you this really weird story. Let me tell you this really weird story. I got this naked Miss Elizabeth and I got hit up. He didn't say my name or anything, but he said, I got hit up on DM and the guy really wanted it. And I said, make me an offer he can't refuse. And he made me an offer and I sold it for, what did he say? $45,000. I wanted the Gene Okerlund unpainted prototype. That's what I wanted. That was the one I hit him up about, and he wouldn't sell that. And matter of fact, I think he's the one that said to me, well, what if I throw in this Elizabeth? And then there was also an Andre the Giant unpainted one, and we ended up doing a package deal. But when he retells the story, he makes like sure I paid did. A certain price for one figure. Erroneous. It's not what happened.
Stellar Justin Lopez says, house shows are just rehearsals. I learned the hard way going to one on a Saturday at MSG 99 the day before the pay-per-view. The pay-per-view had all the same matches. I mean, that I mentioned this on Raw, Jimmy. They get to practice Omos and AJ against RK-Bro right now, which is good for them.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's what live events used to be about, for sure.
The One True Dude says, still can't get over that AEW announced and sold out the United Center on 3 weeks' notice with no card announced and a pay-per-view happening in that area. And by the way, two TVs yeah. and a pay-per-view. Yes. And by the way, this is 1 hour of Rampage.
Yes.
1 hour of Rampage. It's going to be like dark the rest of it. They're a hot ticket right now. It's just the nature of it.
I honestly, to be honest with you, when they did the MGM Grand, the show that you and I went to in Vegas, that really impressed me. Yeah. Because I always thought the MGM Grand was a fight venue. Like, that's where you do Manny Pacquiao. That's yeah. where you do Floyd Mayweather. I didn't know that they were going to take a brand new entity at the time and sell it the MGM Grand. They are absolute. There's absolute momentum with them. And again, not that I want to crap on WWE all the time. Had they not added John Cena to those live events, even though COVID, they were just coming out of COVID, they would not have sold out if they hadn't have added John Cena. AEW, like I said, they don't announce one match. Now, granted, everybody kind of knew United Center, the Punk News had come out already. Everybody kind of knew where they were headed, but still. They didn't announce one match and they sold out. They are definitely a hot ticket right now.
Guys, still plenty of time to get your super chats in like Julian did. He says, do you think Punk makes his debut tonight and wrestles Friday? No, absolutely not. You debut him at the United Center. I mean, I'm sure that meant a lot to CM Punk, too, a Chicago sports fan.
Hopefully he can find the time, man, after he goes to the AMC episode 3 of Heels premiere in Chicago. Hopefully yeah. he finds the time.
Flow Pro for Show says, check out Punk's Instagram post from an hour ago, keeps on trolling us. I saw it. I don't understand the significance of it. I don't. Hannah says, just got here. Congrats to Woods and DePardi for their licensed Uno deck. Great for up, up, down, down. I want all the good things to happen to those guys. Those guys are wonderful. I definitely don't see eye to eye with Tyler Breeze's wrestling takes. That's for sure. But man, just a wonderful guy and entertaining people. Kenshiro says, apparently Lambert told Archer to give him a shoot elbow because the guys at his gym would tease him if it was worked. Is he really? Still appearing tonight? I'm incredibly unsurprised by this, Jimmy. Dan Lambert is a gamer. That guy is ready to go.
Have you seen Lashley's interview with Stone Cold? Have you seen that?
Not yet. I'm going to watch it
soon.
He
really put over Dan Lambert as well.
But speaking of gamers and being ready to go, Jimmy, have you seen that Ric Flair is trending on Twitter right now?
No.
Do you know why?
I don't even know where to start. No.
Oh, I've got an overlay for you, Jimmy.
Uh-oh.
This picture was posted, and I just want to say, not Ric Flair, but this is somebody on a train.
That sure as hell looks like Ric Flair.
Okay, okay. All I have to say is he definitely got his release, right?
I mean, somebody
and whether
did.
You're on a plane, a train, an automobile, or maybe you're running trains, I don't even know what you're doing here. Blue Chew has you covered. Woo! Take them to Space Mountain on the railroad. And let me tell you, somebody's getting railed when you use Blue Chew and that code Fightful. No awkward conversations with your doctor. No waiting in line at the pharmacy. That's because you go online, you take their questionnaire, they find the right active ingredient for you at BlueChew.com, and then it ships straight to your door. This stuff is prepared and shipped direct in America, and it comes straight to you so you can come straight to whatever you're doing. On the train, of course. On the train, of course. BlueChew.com and the code FIGHT will get you your first shipment free. You just pay $5 shipping. It's got the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So you, even if you have the oldest ride, you'll have the longest line. BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. It's a good time, Jimmy. It's a good time with Blue Chew. I mean,
I still have that picture burning in my brain.
Even if you're like 70, you'll be out there chopping meat. Somebody half your age, as Ric Flair was doing.
So he was seriously trending because of that photo?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And obviously it's not him, but.
No, but he's going to take credit for it if he's asked.
Some Super Punk says obligatory question about Cole and new WWE trend. I don't know what you mean with, I mean. There's more deals that have come up, obviously, like Dunn's. I don't know if you mean, is this the trend? But, yeah, I think a lot more people are going to see their deals through, so to speak.
I want to ask you about the decision last week on Rampage for Kenny Omega to lose the Impact title to Christian. Now, I understand the decision to go with Christian as the Impact champion. That makes sense because he's got the long history there. I feel like the Omega thing was starting to get played out with the Impact appearances. The Impact ratings were, you know, nothing to write home about really. So it kind of makes sense to me, but so the next night he defends a Triple A title against Andrade. And I think a lot of people thought, okay, you lost the Impact title to Christian. You're going to lose the AAA Mega Championship. You're going to go on this downward spiral thing, which timing wise didn't make a lot of sense because you still got All Out for the AEW title. But my first question for you is, there was a story behind the decision for him to beat Andrade. What do you know about that?
So what I heard was that that AEW informed AAA as far back as early July that they wanted to change that, but that Andrade had been aware that he was supposed to win the title at some point. And that's about the extent of it. I've heard that Omega wants to work Vikingo, and I've heard that there's no imminent Andrade rematch planned. For Psycho Clown isn't necessarily next up in line either. They think that he can kind of avoid that. He's over enough to not need it right now. But yeah, it was a bit surprising to me considering the fact that they have a bunch of people. I mean, they had Kenny Omega, sorry for the word soup there. They had him lose the Impact title Friday, but that was maybe it's because he didn't want to work the tapings. Maybe it's because they wanted to go a different direction, but that was surprising to me for sure.
Yeah, because timing wise, you know, like I don't think Christian's winning the AEW title. I just don't see it happening. It wouldn't even surprise me if they pull a swerve before All Out. Christian gets pulled out of the match. Somebody else gets injected. That wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. So given the timing, why wouldn't you wait until after All Out? Then they do a match on television. Then Christian wins. Because the way they did it, they kind of protected Omega anyway, you know, with the I'm prettier on the chair. Then Christian wins. Now you can go in that direction with him and Impact. It's all kind of befuddled now. It befuddles me a little bit that he's lost, but now he's probably going to win at All Out. I don't know. It's all kind of confusing. I'm trying to figure out what they got planned. Again, it makes sense to me if they pull a swerve and if they inject somebody else.
This is where we'll get called AEW lovers again. I'm more inclined to give them the benefit of the doubt, Jimmy. They haven't burned me a million times. And I'll have people that say, oh yeah, well, they've only been around 2 years. So yeah, that's the point. They've been around 2 years and they haven't given me a ton of reason to show me that they're not going to try to fix it or make it work.
Right.
People are happy about the Blue Chew Flair segue, obviously. Joel asks what my beef is with Tyler Breeze's wrestling takes. Not all of them, but just Google him on Fightful and you'll see some of the things that he says. Like, I think Norman Smiley one time told him, like you care too much. I disagree. I think it's an apathetic way to go about it. I think that he is a super talented guy that has been successful in so many other things that he does, Tyler Breeze, that he doesn't necessarily need to, unless he has to. Chris Johnson says, any updates on if Punk and Cabana have made up? Do you see them working together in AEW? Not as the last time I was asking around, they hadn't. And no, I do not see them working together in AEW if that is not rectified. However, I hope they do, because in my opinion, their two podcasts in November of 2014 are the two greatest podcasts in wrestling history, bar none, full stop, the best.
You know, when that interview came out with Punk on Cabana's podcast, my daughter was born that day.
Oh, wow.
And I will always remember it because I was sitting in the waiting room before my wife went into labor. I was sitting in her hospital room and I was listening to that podcast on a tablet. So I will always remember when that podcast came out. I mean, I look at it like this, and I can't speak for CM Punk, but I look at it like this. The guy, when he did the StarCast interview with Mike Johnson, he talked about WWE, the beef with WWE. And if he had reason to have beef with anybody, it's WWE. I think it's more Cabana having a beef with him. But
they had some sort of lawsuit issue.
Yeah, I know. And Cabana said he promised to pay and all that, whatever. The fact that Punk was able to say, but the WWE thing, he was able to say, you know what, I'm over it. It was this many years ago, and I'm over it. I really hope that Punk walks in to that locker room and immediately seeks out Colt Cabana.
Me too.
Right? Pulls him aside and says, you know what, man, we've been buddies for, you know, I've told the story before that when I used to do stuff for the old AWA, I guess it was the new AWA.
The newer
AWA.
And you have to call it the AWA. Check out issue 2 of Fightful Magazine.
Yeah. But when I did some stuff for them, and this is back in 2001 or so, one of the shows that I was at had a, like, practically a rookie CM Punk against a rookie Colt Cabana. And even then they were buddies. They lived in the same area. They trained together. They had already wrestled together a bunch of times. You know, I really hope that they're able to make amends.
Me because, too.
You know, one thing I hate is when money gets in the way of friendships and stuff. And it always does, you know, it always does.
Hopefully not. John Neve says Punk Danielson versus Sting Darby at All Out. Great way to hide any ring rust. Watch these Darby Sting tags. Or why else do these Darby Sting tags on TV? Best tag team in the world. Oh my God, Sting's wrestling tonight. I forgot about it. I can't wait for it. I don't hate that idea. You know, I don't hate the idea of Punk and Colt doing that stuff. I hope they can reunite. I want to see them do that. But yeah, I could see them doing a tag for sure. But we're still getting just like super chats about Punk.
Yeah, people love Punk. They do.
And I like that idea as well. Ace Podcast Nation, our friends say Punk, Brian, and Wyatt are game changers, also known by mainstream. Vince is sleeping and letting AEW get more momentum. I don't think AEW will bring in Wyatt. I think Wyatt will probably go somewhere else. But I mean, to your point, like people were saying that was a wild Thanksgiving. That was Thanksgiving when that podcast dropped. And I remember I was up at like midnight transcribing the whole thing for WrestlingInc.com. It was the biggest story ever. And then the next month he's, I'm going to the UFC.
Yeah.
Unreal. John also says, never mind. That was the one I just read, but he said it was a great way to hide the ring rust, the tag matches. It is. And AEW is very good at leaning on those as well.
Is he saying ring rust on Punk and Bryan or ring rust on Sting?
Both, I would imagine.
Okay, because with Sting, obviously, age has a lot to do with it. Sure. And, you know, injuries has a lot to do with it. I think that they did a great job. Like, when Sting, what was the one he wrestled where he took off his shirt?
Age and Scorpio. I was there, and it got a pop for him just taking his shirt off.
Right, and he had the regular singlet on. And I was concerned for him because the first time it was cinematic, right? Yes. This time it was a regular match in a ring. I was concerned for him. And aside from missing the Stinger splash by about 37 feet, aside from that, they really took care of him. And I did not think he looked out of place at all. I think that they understand the old Paul Heyman thing of accentuate the positive side, the negatives. I think they understand how to work Sting. And I have no concerns at all about the way that they'll present him in a tag team match.
Ryan Martin says, in my opinion, Omega dropping the titles, Christian makes it look like AEW is saying Impact is incredible enough to beat Kenny Omega. Not a great look. I disagree. I mean, you got to understand, man, Impact loves them some Christian Cage. They could have had anybody they wanted in 2012. And even the old regime was like, no, we want Christian Cage for Ric Flair to do this appearance. So
I also don't think that Christian Cage is looked at as an Impact wrestler.
I think by a lot of people he is. There are I think some people might.
I think most look at him as Edging Christian, sure. WWE of Hall course. Of Famer. So I don't think there, and you got to remember too, it was an unprettier on a chair. And by the way, how did Omega take that, Sean?
Oh,
he took it like filthy. A champ. He took it like filthy. A champ. It was awesome. Yeah, it was really
we have cool. A bunch of super chats. Scott Case is looking beyond Friday. How does AEW best take advantage of perhaps their biggest hype yet? What's the next 2 or 3 months look like with Punk and Brian? Here's the beauty of it, Jimmy. I don't know. Not because it's not leaked out there. I talk to people in AEW every single day about what they think Punk and Brian are going to do. But they don't know. And even if it appears and it doesn't work, well, they're going to switch to something else. They're going to make it work.
So I think Brian will go the way of Christian Cage. I think that they will have him more active in the ring. I think Punk will be more of a special attraction guy. That's what I think. So I think you'll see Brian because you know, Brian's big thing again was I want to work new guys. I want to, you know, work in different places. So I think he will go the way of Christian and Punk will hold off for like pay-per-views or like big rampages or whatever.
Shout out to Some Stupid Punk for that funny tweet. Power Comics says, do you think the plane ride of hell from hell episode of Dark Side will be bad for Ric Flair? It won't be good.
I don't think there's a lot. Ric Flair is almost like the Teflon man at this point. Yeah. He's like, he's done it all. The stories we've heard about Ric Flair, man.
Oh, I know. That's true. Oscar, by the way, guys, if you all want to get more questions in, I'm doing a live Q&A at noon on Thursday on Fightful Select. We do Q&As there every single week. I'll be doing a live one noon for about 30 minutes before I head out to Vegas. Oscar says, now that everyone seems to be AEW bound, is there any possibility Marty Scurll could end up there in the future? Has he any relation with the EVPs? Yeah, the Bucks are great friends of his. He was in Bullet Club. No, he ain't going there. Let's be real. At All In, he blew time and messed a lot of things up there. I heard great things about him as the head of ROH, his brief period there. He pushed a lot of things through, but he also passed up AEW to do that. And then he's blackballed from the business because he got exposed in speaking out. Right. And New Japan tried to bring him back, and people were like, no, you don't. Evan says, so excited for the 2.0 boys, this AEW run. I'm still looking to shore up some things on that because signing with AEW isn't always signing a full-time contract with AEW. You can sign a tiered deal with AEW as well. So I don't
Jericho said that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Chris says he loves CM Punk. Eric says, Wyatt and Danhausen as ROH tag champs, LOL. I think Wyatt could fit in a bunch of places right now. And by the way, guys, this Friday, I am dropping a video. It is Danhausen rating my childhood action figures, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Where's he based in the U.S.? Is he based near Cincinnati?
He's not. He's in Canada now.
No, I know, but he goes back and forth, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. But he's not based in the U.S. anywhere. He's based out of Montreal right now.
Oh, okay. So that's okay. Okay.
Yeah, he moved there for family reasons.
Yeah,
I
knew that.
Not to
I knew.
Close
yeah,
too
yeah.
much, but yeah. He came down for a signing at Toy Vomit. So
that's
we filmed,
what it was.
We filmed our interview and then that, of course.
Got it.
Got Julian it. Says, do you agree with Batista that Punk can go down as a huge star in acting Hollywood?
Sure. Why not? Yeah, why not? Sure. Sure. So. I mean, yeah, you know, I honestly didn't think Batista would be as successful as he's been. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I always looked at The Rock as being the guy that had the range and The Rock that, you know, he showcased so many different personalities in wrestling. Batista, I honestly thought was pretty one dimensional in wrestling, but I was completely wrong on Dave Batista.
I mean, look at so many other people. Nobody expected Riddle to be one of the most successful MMA to wrestling crossovers.
Yes.
There's nobody that had that down. So you never quite know. People said that Batista and Cena couldn't act when they were in WWE, and now look at him.
And Riddle Riddle's taken it like a fish to water.
Yeah.
In terms of the WWE style, he's been incredible. He's been one of the best things on the show.
Or a fish to smoke in some cases.
That's right.
Jonathan Back says, anyone from Fightful going to GCW emo fight? So if that is Survivor Series weekend, and if WWE does media junkets, I probably will. Yes. I'm probably not going to be able to go to the Friday GCW show this weekend because obviously I got to cover Rampage to some degree, but I'm going to try to. Ian says,
this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time, but the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Guerrilla of Destiny and Good Brothers having a segment on Resurgence. What are the chances of Bullet Club versus Elite? Oh, Jimmy, I would say 90-95% now. We've already got Switchblade and Omega. Yep. This is what they were working for the entire time.
Yeah, it looks like basically anything not WWE is not off limits.
Joel Wood says, between Bray and Braun, would you see either of them returning to WWE or is that bridge burned? I think there's a possibility that they could come back to WWE.
I think Braun more so than Bray. I think that Bray being the more creative of the two and being the one that had so many ideas and seeing everything get kind of shut down and whatever, I could see Bray being the one that wouldn't have confidence in his handling. Whereas I think Braun kind of enjoyed everything about it. I think he enjoyed the celebrity about it. And I think WWE to Braun Strowman was wrestling. So I look at them a little bit differently, but I guess ultimately it's going to come down to the offer.
This one's a first and absolutely not true. I do not look like Zac Efron, but thank you.
Really?
Don't see that one at all. Eric says, is ROH looking to push Danhausen? Chris says, this Danhausen news is now the most second anticipated thing for me to watch. I don't know if they're looking to push him. I would imagine that when his contract is up at the end of the year, that he is probably going to evaluate his options because there aren't a lot of people that market themselves better than Danhausen. I mean, look at the quality of shows that he gets himself on. He's by then he'll have well over 50,000 Twitter followers, and that's an accomplishment for someone outside of WWE or AEW or anything like that.
How many do you have?
I'll probably have 96,000 by the end of the week.
Look at that. How many did you have in July of 2016? Do you remember?
I think 3,000. In fact, I had somebody that sent me a very rude tweet back then that said, you've got 3,000 followers and you're starting your own fucking website and you're leaving the biggest wrestling website in the world. LOL.
Really?
I'll never forget that. Wow. That was definitely okay. I'll show you. And they've since deleted their Twitter account. Wow. Big shocker.
Wow. Well, what can I say? I am a star maker.
Oh, man.
You know what we haven't talked about yet, and we've only got 2 minutes? SummerSlam.
I know. Well,
crazy.
Ryan says it seems like Gable Stevenson's getting into pro wrestling and has a sight set on WWE. Do you think he could be a big star for them down the road? Yes, if he's booked well.
Exactly.
But yes. But let's talk about SummerSlam. They've found a way to make me less interested in this card the more they announce, because right. when they said Cena Reigns, I said, hell yeah. Bianca, yeah. Sasha, I said, hell yeah. Then it's like Bobby Lashley defending the title, and I go, hell yeah, against Big E, right? No, it's Goldberg. Oh, Jinder Mahal versus Drew, a match that legitimately, I said that I would be excited for, because they got so much history, Jimmy. The releases and the title wins, and oh, well, Jinder could say that he helped get Drew back in WWE, but where was Drew whenever he was off TV for 2 years? Mm. No, it's about a sword and a freaking motorcycle. The Usos and Mysterios, haven't seen that one before. Yeah. Sheamus versus Damian Priest. Wow, I'm so happy they're like keeping Damian Priest strong, and he beat Sheamus a few weeks ago. Woo! Alexa Bliss, Eva Marie. I could not be less excited for that.
I assume Doudrop's going to work the match. I assume
probably. They pinned Nikki A.S.H. They pinned Rhea Ripley on Monday. Great. I'm very excited for Edge and Seth Rollins. I'm stoked for it. And I'm excited for AJ and Omos against Riddle and Orton. So there's about four or five matches that I'm excited for. I want Damian Priest to win that title, but there are four matches that I'm like, okay, got to see that.
I really only care about RK-Bro and AJ really? Styles and Omos. That's really about it. I am really interested to see RK-Bro win the titles. I think that'll be a fun moment. I think the live crowd wants to see it. I could have done without the RKO last week, because it makes Riddle just look like an idiot. But I am interested in RK-Bro. Edge and Rollins to a lesser degree. But otherwise, the only other thing that I hope is, do you remember when, I believe it was SummerSlam 16, I believe, when Brock just annihilated John Cena? I think it was SummerSlam 16. I need Roman Reigns to annihilate John Cena like that.
Oh, I would love it.
And so that's what I want to see. I want to see Roman Reigns just absolutely wipe the floor with John Cena and kill him in 4 minutes, because that's what Roman Reigns needs. John Cena does not need a competitive match. He sure as hell doesn't need to win.
That, to me, that's the torch passing.
Yes.
To me, that's it. It's not, oh, have a super, super competitive match. It is beat the ever-loving shit out of John Cena and show people that, again, this is my yard now.
Yep.
Type of situation.
I agree.
Quite frankly, I think that's probably what he should have done to Undertaker in 2017. A lot of these moments should be Roman Reigns just beating the shit.
I agree. And I think Cena would have no problem with it at all. And so I think that's what they need to do. He needs to just completely wipe the floor with John Cena. Outside of that, in RK-Bro, the booking's not been good. I mean, what do you want me to say? It's not been good. Alexa Bliss, I feel for her, because unless they sweeten the crowd, and I want you to tell me at SummerSlam, because you're there live, if they sweeten the crowd, unless they do that, she's going to get absolutely trashed by the live crowd going out there just doing what she's being told to do, and because her gimmick is so stupid.
And the funny thing is, I've loved her in-ring work. Like, I've loved how physical and how she lays her stuff in since she started this.
And she's worked really hard to get this thing over, but people don't want to see this bullshit. They don't. Yep. And so I feel for her, man. She's going to get trashed, I think.
Guys, I will be there this week. Myself and my wife are traveling out to Las Vegas. We're doing a junket on Friday. So I'll have hopefully a bunch of interviews that we'll release over probably the next month or so. And just tons of stuff coming. We had an interview with Jonathan Gresham that dropped this week. It is a really good interview. The clip that I put out, my gosh, I think it's over 40,000 views already. Like a lot of people really love that. So I appreciate all that. Eric saying just join Fightful Select. Thanks, guys. Well, stay tuned. I'm going to have some CM Punk stuff coming up there. But we are heading over there for The List Goes On. Some Stupid Punk says, Denise sending those mean tweets about it follows. Yep, yep. Of course, she'll be mean to me. That's how she always is. Leave a thumbs up. Thank you all so much. The Distraction is back here tomorrow afternoon. We are back here tonight for Post AEW. We're out.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.